No place called home. Exposing the truth on Tower FM.
All this week, we're looking at the issues of homelessness in Bolton and Bury. Yesterday, we heard from Charity Barnabas, who offer food, clothing and support to the homeless community. They suggested official figures were vastly underestimated.
Each council has an outreach where they walk the streets for a certain area and count people who are rough sleepers. Now, if you see someone on a bench who's obviously homeless, if they're not asleep, they're not counted as a rough sleeper.
Today, we're challenging stereotypes.
No place called home. Exposing the truth on Tower FM.
Shockingly, one in six young people in the Northwest have had nowhere to call home. Chantelle from Barnardo's in Bury explains.
They might have a breakdown at home in terms of relationship with their parents. Parents might be getting divorced. Quite a lot of young people come here because they might be suffering from neglect or abuse at home. They might be looking after a parent who has substance misuse issues, mental health. So generally, where they're living isn't safe or appropriate. Sometimes we do get young people that have been sleeping rough. So we've had young people come here that are sleeping in garages. One young person slept in a tent in the local woods. We still get young people that are literally living on the streets.
Sanctions have also become a huge issue, according to Peter Green from Barnabas.
Legislation has made it extremely difficult for people to get benefits. People tend to get sanctioned very, very easily for real minor problems, minor faults, i.e. a bus doesn't turn up to get someone from A to B to the job centre. They don't. It isn't taken into consideration. They automatically receive sanctions. So these are big problems that are happening.
Family problems or financial stress can often in turn lead to health problems.
The commonest health problems in homeless people are chronic health problems, and they are mental health problems. About 70% of homeless people have some form of mental health problem or some form of mental health issue. Approximately 50 to 60% will have an alcohol problem, and about 40 to 50% will have a drug problem. And by using a drug problem, we mean a heroin dependence problem.
No place called home. 107.4 Tower FM.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from health professionals and how mental health issues affect a lot of the homeless community.
If you're homeless, you've got to be stressed. You've got to be anxious. You're not going to be in a safe place. The uncertainty of where you sleep day to day, it's got obviously an impact on your mental health.
No Place Called Home, a Tower FM new special. Find out more and listen again at towerfm.co.uk.